I have been blessed with a very healthy body. I also feel like I eat well. I exercise pretty well. I know I need to lose weight, but I haven't had to make very many decisions about different medicines. I basically feel like my body, if I take care of my body, it will take care of me. But with the virus that came and me getting older, and people saying you need to get shingles vaccine, you need to, get the flu vaccine each year, which I so far I have not done. I have done with COVID. I did do that. How do I even know whether to trust, this was an, a worldwide disease that came. So like I felt like they had my best interest in mind, but there was so much anti-information and knowing that the drug companies, are have this kind of influence. It's like it sounds like I made the right decision. I have had the two shots and the next booster, but now, like you're saying, they're saying I need another one. And it's like, how do I figure out whether I should do it or not?
Well, Mary, those are great questions. Thank you very much. As the shots came into the marketplace, it was just about a year ago, or maybe 13 months ago when shots became available to the public. My own personal feeling for myself was that I was not going to be the first person in line to get the shot, that I don't trust the drug companies, and I know they withhold data. There's no question about that. And I know that they're interested in making money. So I was not the first person in line, but things were pretty bad 13 months ago, if you can remember. And as time went on, I think, do you remember the Johnson and Johnson vaccine was causing a problem with blood clots in the brain? It was pretty serious. The media covered that very well. And I have some faith in the media to pick up on side effects. And as time went on, maybe the vaccinations were out for a month, it became clear from the real world data, not the data that the drug companies had collected, but from the real world data, that the vaccination was very effective at preventing serious illness and death. So it was the real world data that convinced me to go ahead and get vaccinated and very strongly recommend vaccination for the people I love. Now, that said, it's still a good example of how the drug company's pursuit of money is undermining the benefit of their therapy. Because the World Health Organization and the World Bank and the World Trade Organization and the IMF made very clear about a year ago that if the global vaccination rate, if the vaccination rate in every country didn't get to 60% by the first half of 2022, where we are now, it was guaranteed that variants of the COVID virus would come back into the United States and continue to haunt us. And after they said that, the Delta variant came from India, where the vaccination rate was 4%, and from Africa, where the vaccination rate was 10%. And we know that more variants are coming. We know that. And the vaccination rate in Africa now is still only 16%. It's nowhere near 60%. So while the drug companies are making these spectacularly effective vaccines, they're so insistent on squeezing every dollar that they can from selling the highest fraction of their vaccine to wealthy countries and getting retail prices, that they're willing to let the third world, and in particular Africa, go along with a low vaccination rate that guarantees that the efficacy of their vaccines are going to be challenged by the variants that come along in the future. And it's a bad model. They make a great drug, probably the best drug since the HIV drugs were developed in the 80s and 90s. Fabulous vaccine. They made it in months. I mean, it's just unheard of speed, and we needed it quickly. But this model that the government, our government and other governments, made these purchasing agreements and guaranteed that they would make enormous amounts of money. I mean, Pfizer, the best-selling drug in the world used to be Humira at $20 billion a year. And now Pfizer is selling $33 billion and $36 billion a year, you know, more than half again, more than the best-selling drug in history. They're making enormous amounts of money on government. Government is paying for it. And government did not insist that they share their technology and their know-how to create manufacturing sites in the third world. They didn't do it. It's not right. And Americans should not put up with this.
Thanks very much for that. We have, looks like, time for one more question, and it's coming in from Mike. Hi, Mike.
Yes, hi. Hi, Dr. Abrams. One question. Hi. You piqued my interest when you talked about the A1C numbers being what doctors look at for diabetes and all. And so it got me thinking, my TSH is what my doctor looks at for my thyroid. And while it's a little high based on the ranges, I'm wondering if there's any place that I can look to see if maybe similar to A1C, it's a number that really doesn't have a clinical significance if it's 6.23%, for instance.
I didn't hear the end of your sentence.
Looking for information to find out if like a TSH of 6.23 is clinically significant. My holistic doctor says that it should be lower than that. I want to not get onto prescription drugs if I can help it, but that's the one number, and I'm trying to find a way to refute that 6.23 is outside of a good range, similar to the A1C question that you had where 5.6 is too high.
Yeah. Mike, do you know what the upper limit of normal is at the lab that your TSH was measured?
Yes, it says 4.2.
So that it's not a minuscule elevation. I think that I would look at the overall picture of your thyroid results, T4, T3, and put them together into an overall picture. And you have to gestalt that. I obviously wouldn't want to give you medical advice. And frankly, I haven't practiced in 20 years and wouldn't want to give you medical advice. But you're asking a very good question. And minor variations, when I was in practice, minor variations in TSH that were not accompanied by symptoms, we could watch and follow and make sure people weren't having a higher TSH as time went on and that they weren't symptomatic. So I would say that it's worth taking a look at the whole picture and not treating the number out of context.